Hello, my name is Duncan Forbes.
And Elena Hamilton.
And we're from Experimenta, and we're listening to Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Type Radio.
Type Radio. Are you there?
No,
okay.
No, you're not.
I thought you were in a trance. Yeah. You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald. You're listening to Type Radio.
You guys have a lot of fun.
I'm Lisa.
It's Saturday, 14th of February, 2009. We're at the TypeShed 11 conference in Wellington, New Zealand. And with us are the guys from Experimenta. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Can I ask, are you together or do you work together?
Yeah, we live together as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've
really?
Just moved in together and designed together. We're always together.
So is today a very special day?
Today?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day!
Yeah, shit.
I wasn't going to say anything.
This is your time.
Oops.
I've just been thinking about the conference and that's all.
Man, oh man. You're in trouble now.
Yeah. Well, the day is young, the night is young. There's a lot of time left.
Well, you're warned now, so you can sort of make it up.
Today's
what was there? What was the love first and then the work? Or did you start working and then...
Yeah, we dated first. And... We're both working for design companies, and we sort of were, you know, the old disgruntled design employee, couldn't get my way. We were at the lower end of the ladder, so we're like, man, we just always thought we were better than other people we were working for, so we just decided to do it ourselves.
Yeah, so we met about 5 years ago, and we've been running the company for 2.
Yeah.
So that. Yeah.
But did you meet in art school?
No, we met in a bar.
Oh, how romantic.
Yeah. So, but we talked about it.
We have a lot of friends in common. Mm. So.
Yeah.
I studied down in Christchurch, and Duncan studied in Auckland, and when we finished university, we sort of, all our friends met back up, and we met that way. Mm.
But in terms of design, you also found out, is it only till you started working together that you found out you had similar ways of thinking? I mean, I can imagine.
We're actually quite opposite. Not necessarily in the work we like to produce, but just in the, we have different skills, I suppose, that work together. But we do approach things.
I think we have similar design thinking, but when we produce aesthetically, we're kind of slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But is it complementary?
Yeah, I think it's complementary.
It seems to be working.
Yeah.
And is Experimenta part of this, a bigger organization? Because I know there's Experimenta in Portugal, and is this one big?
No.
I know this, I got the name from a Robin Kinross book, Modern Typography, and it's a Dutch magazine that happened at the end of modernism, and we kind of like that. You know, the end of modernism, and we really like modernist work, and that's the sort of style we really sort of go for, because Wellington's so full of warm and friendly design, and we're sort of over it. And so after reading that, I was like, we like to think our work has, you know, systems and modernist style, and we use, you know, a lot of the classic modernists as like their heroes, but because we're from such a warm and friendly sort of design country, it sort of just seeps into our work anyway.
Yeah.
So it is like the,
so we're not strict,
yeah, we're not strict modernists.
Yeah.
But you're not related to the other experimenters in
no.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize
about that until after
Googling
our name. And
yeah, there's an art festival, Experimenta Art Festival, and Experimenta, they're furniture designers, I think. Man, so many.
You don't think you'll all come together one day?
We're the number one Google hit on now, on Experimenta. So that's
oh,
where
okay.
First page.
They give you the first right,
doesn't yeah.
it?
Yeah. We earned it, yeah.
And, I mean, you started it, well, quite recently, and you seem to be successful so quickly. I mean, that's quite that's quite amazing, no?
Yeah, it's amazing to us.
That's sort of Yeah, fortunate that we're in Wellington, because that's a little bit how it works, because Wellington's a very small place, and so...
You can only get noticed if you're doing something different, I guess.
Yeah. And a lot of our clients are arts clients, so kind of work through those networks quite quickly.
And there are people that you knew while you were still working, or...?
No, we just used to email people.
We had no clients. We just started flat. We just went, left our jobs, and we had no...
We had nothing.
Nothing.
We used to walk around the city and look for things that were badly designed, redesign them, and then send them to the people who would hopefully give us work.
Yeah. So you would redesign something for them?
Yeah.
And then? How would it...
Sometimes it would work. Most of the time it would fail.
But it got us started, I think.
Somehow. Yeah, it got us a couple of clients. Yes. It's pretty weird. We'll see like really badly designed stuff, and we're just like so busy. Wellington's such a busy design place, you know, everything's thrown on, and so we just stripped everything back.
And obviously that works for some people. Some people are like, you know, they can they go with that, and some people are quite happy.
What were some of their responses apart from the positive? I mean, the ones that weren't that happy, what would they...
Didn't even reply.
Yeah, and some people just... We also, one company that we approached, while they kind of liked the design, there wasn't... They sort of felt that it wasn't right for them. So, you know, they were quite happy about it and interested by our proposal, but just realised that it wasn't the angle that they wanted to go for.
It is quite hard designing like that in New Zealand, because people aren't really into... Everyone keeps saying it looks like European design, although I disagree, but they aren't into that in New Zealand. It's really quite specialised within, especially within Wellington as well. It's like we've limited our client base to like nothing.
But it works, because now we get people coming to us who know what our style is, and we don't have to explain to them. You don't get that so much of the awkward kind of, you know, when we present concepts and they're nothing like what they were expecting. You know, we have a style and they come to us and,
They know what they're going to get.
Yeah.
But do you ever feel that, because you have a style that in a few years then it's, then you have the pressure to sort of reinvent yourself, or is it, because if you're
already... That'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. Well, once we've conquered Wellington with, you know, everything looks the same, then we'll just do something different.
Or you move to another city and then...
Call us something different.
Right. McDonald's of design. No, I think it's just how we design. It's like, it's what we like.
What are your primary influences?
I think the old masters. I mean, we're just Muller Brockman, Emil Rutter, Tickold, and the Dutch book designers. Oh man, so good.
But we have a lot of contemporary.
So I guess we do look to a lot of European influence.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously it changes.
Yeah, because when I look at your body of work, it's sort of it's familiar in a way. You know, it's in a style that I see a lot more in Holland and also in the whole Dutch history.
Yeah.
So.
But it's just not popular here, like. People like lots of color explosions everywhere, and lots of typefaces and friendly typefaces. And we have a kind of, compared to that, we have a cold style. So it is quite different for Wellington especially, but it does get us noticed.
But those are like the same criticism that like Crowell and all these people. It's the same thing. It's cold, it's like it has no emotion. But that was exactly the idea. So.
Yeah. I don't think our stuff is that cold. We just can't help but have warmth, like, because we've been surrounded by New Zealand design.
Mm. Yeah.
And so.
So we use a lot more typefaces than.
Yeah, and even in the way we space our type in our work, it's more open and generous than the old Swiss closed up, very tight stuff. And that's just how we like. It's just part of how we design. Just open, friendly, but it's within the details, you know? People wouldn't even see that, especially in New Zealand design, they just see the cold. but it's looking more in the detail.
But are you disappointed about that, or is it a...
No,
they
it's
don't
fun.
Know.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It definitely is a challenge.
Yeah.
Especially making money. Getting clients who want to pay for that is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting working on such low budgets. Wellington has a lot of low budget work anyway. Like, there's not a lot of big, well-paying jobs, so surviving on it has just been amazing. Like, how do we keep getting work? I don't know.
Is there a lot of competition here in Wellington?
So many design companies.
Yeah?
But because the New Zealand government is set, right, the centre is right here.
Parliament's here. Yeah,
Parliament. And so they have a lot of publications. They have like thousands, and they pay really well. But you've got to be set up for that sort of work, and then you could survive.
And that's not really the type of thing we're interested in. But there's a lot of companies that are solely based around that type of work here.
Yeah, so it's just really bad design. And are there any good design companies in Wellington?
No one else, modernists like you.
No, but is there any good actual companies? I can't.
But you feel like an evangelist, Nolan? Do you feel like you need to educate New Zealand communities?
I think maybe we are.
Of course,
just anyway.
Obviously you are. Yeah. Every design is.
But yeah, well, I suppose we feel like we should present a different,
Yeah, when we talk to designers, like after hours and bars, or social contexts, we seem to be not more knowledgeable about general design and history. We're really into design history as well.
Yeah.
And some designers just aren't into design, So I guess that makes us stand out as well. There's so many people, designers didn't even know about TypeShed. They're just not interested. Just like, I just happen to design, but I like other things. But we just constantly think of design at every point of the day. We take our laptops home from the studio and then work over dinner and talk and then look for movies with good design.
Yeah. But we really, I think, probably have to try a lot harder as well, because we're in New Zealand and we have influences that are the other side of the world. So we have to search for information quite a lot.
Yeah, so the internet's good. I mean, there's a whole resurge in modernism. There's so many new sites about minimalism and modernism coming up. It's really, and we get included in quite a few of those sites now.
Yeah.
Like Isle One, and there's a site called Minimal Sites, Swiss Legacy, and those other,
which
and
is
they're
nice
just blogs.
That brings the community together, like quite disparate, obviously, companies in different, all sorts of different places, and it's sort of a community where everyone can meet.
Have you contemplated on moving abroad, like going back to the source where you're?
Yeah, we really want
go
to move
to
Zurich.
Go back to the source.
Well, you're getting your inspiration from that.
Some friends call our office the Zurich Mafia. Yeah.
So it must be very, to meet experimental jet sets must also be quite a...
Yeah, they're really friendly. They're really nice people, yeah. So, unfortunately, we have a similar name.
We love their work.
Yeah, and they work in that sort of Swiss style as well.
Yeah.
So they're Dutch working in Swiss style, and we're New Zealanders working in the Swiss style. But there's obviously different, it's the New Zealand version of it and the Dutch version of it.
And the same with like... To some extent, we just both do what we do. And we sort of... It's...
Like build is quite similar as well.
We're not always trying to reference something else, but we're it's what we like doing.
Yeah.
It's what we see as being aesthetically, aesthetically beautiful.
Yeah, just a reaction to New Zealand design, I think. It's like... Modernism was your reaction to classical design.
And do you live up to your parents' expectations?
My parents have no idea what I do. I've explained to them so many times. And my dad is really funny. So, but it's not, you're not like building a house, or you're not building a car or anything. You just print out a bit of paper. It's not really much, is it?
Yeah,
you just tap on a keyboard.
The best thing they've got closest to your family is drawing on a computer.
Yeah, I draw on a computer. Yeah, that's they're very old school.
But they don't use computers themselves.
No, they don't know how. Sort of.
That's a big boundary.
They still call it driving the web browser. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's because it's associated with something they know, like the driving a car, you know. It's quite foreign to them, yeah.
And your parents?
Not some. They didn't used to sort of quite, I think, get what I did, which is, that's quite strange to me. I've done a bit of work that sort of crossed over, kind of collaborated on some things they just needed some things done.
Your parents?
And so then when you actually get involved in that process, then it sort of all becomes quite clear that you actually care about the spacing of a typeface, that you actually, you know...
Oh, you did business cards for the man.
Questioning things.
That's right.
Oh, just a bit of other work for my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a client of his. And, yeah.
So I could see directly what you did.
So you could see directly all the care and the attention that you're actually taking, and involving him in that process, I think, really opened his eyes a little bit to what we do.
Is there a lot of pressure that to be also together, to live? Well, obviously, if you're together, you live together. I don't know. And have a studio together. I mean,
it's mental.
How
it really
do you?
Is. I don't recommend
how
it.
How do you relax? I mean, can you relax, or do you? I mean,
do the discussions continue for 24 hours? You wake up and like, oh,
yeah.
God, that, you know.
I get up a lot earlier than you, and I go down to the computer and I'll change stuff straight away, and then I'll make breakfast. So you'll come
quickly before she comes in.
But we also work different times during the day at the studio as well. So
yeah.
I'm a late riser, and Duncan will get
I work early in the morning.
Crack of dawn.
And then
but he
in the afternoon.
Work after 5.
And so she's like the afternoon till late at night. So we sort of have some crossover.
Okay.
Yeah, in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, in the middle.
Discuss
somewhere.
The important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, turn off the lights.
So if you want to see both of us, the middle of the day is the best time.
Middle of the day is good, yeah.
But that works for our clients as well, because we have clients who work in that similar manner as well. Mm. So that's.
And do you have, one does the finances and the other,
yep.
Or you?
Elena does the finances, and I deal with the clients, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much how it goes. We both take turns answering the phone, of course.
But you are you competitive with each other? Or is it one?
I probably am, but I don't really know it, just by default.
Yeah, I'd say we are. But we do appreciate that each other have those different skills, and it's best to let, with me do the accounts. I wouldn't let you do the accounts.
Of course not.
So we can appreciate those other skills but competitive probably in the design sense, I think. But things work out. We argue about things, and then
we're always arguing about design.
And then
what are you doing that for? You can't do that. You know, and then it sort of merges eventually.
Yeah. So we influence each other. We have there's a middle ground somewhere.
Mm.
Mm. Last question.
Yeah.
What do you think about we're sort of compiling opinions about Dutch design? I mean, you've said something about it, but we need sort of separately. What do you think about Dutch design? What are your personal views about it?
Dutch graphic Dutch design or Dutch type design?
Whatever.
I love both. Mm. I really. I mean, we use a lot of Dutch typefaces. They're really. Just beautiful. It is very humanist. It's also very friendly. Yeah, but it's in a different way. It's done so much better than they do friendly in New Zealand. Just when we say friendly, we mean humanist. We mean, you know. And the type design is really similar to the graphic design. They both got. They're so malleable.
Lots of subtle kind of things, and maybe in the nuances of typefaces.
Yeah, I think they think about space a lot more than people do over here.
Yeah.
Just the grouping of objects and type. It just seems so much more considered. Yeah, and it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, one negative thing then. Something negative.
Negative.
Everything sounds really good.
Sometimes they use more than one color.
That's a no-no.
Really?
One color, one typeface. Yeah.
I think that's a budget thing for us.
Okay. Oh, if you didn't have black, then what would you use?
Red. Or
okay. Okay. Sorry. Wrong question. Black, red, yellow. What would you use?
That's
those three have
colors.
Been
100% cyan.
Oh yeah. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Type radio.